So our top focus, V-Day or Vaccination Day. India's Vaccination Day is going to begin on the 16th of January. The Prime Minister is going to speak. This is the world's largest vaccination program. 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, the 16th of January, is when the Prime Minister is going to roll out by video conference. As we told you, there'll be 3,006 centers to be virtually connected for the launch. 100 people are going to get the jab at each center, each of these 3,000 centers. 1,075. This is 1,075. This is the number for round-the-clock call center.
At 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, the moment the Prime Minister launches the vaccination drive, these boxes will be opened across the country. In the biggest vaccination drive in the world, around 3 lakh healthcare workers will be vaccinated on day one. There'll be around 3,000 vaccination centers across the country and 100 vaccinations per day in each center.
We will start with 3,000 centers in the earliest phase. Then in another 2 weeks or so, the centers will be ramped up to more than 5,000 and much more ramping up.
Sources have told NDTV recipient will not be given a choice to choose between Covaxin and Covishield vaccines, and there won't be mixing of vaccines in any center.
As the concerns over the safety and efficacy data of Covaxin still continues, officials again assured that both the vaccines have been cleared after due process.
बिल्कुल डरना नहीं चाहिए. उनको तो role model बनना है. उनको तो role model बनके दिखाना है. उनको सबसे पहले चिन्हित किया गया है ताकि उनकी सेवाएं प्राप्त होती रहें.
The program has been planned to inoculate 1 crore healthcare workers first, followed by 2 crore frontline workers. Government has set a time frame to complete registration of frontline workers for vaccination by the 25th of January. The drive will intensify in coming days. For example, Delhi will begin with 81 sites and increase to 1,000.
Hafte mein 4 din vaccine lagayi jayegi. Somvar, Mangalwar, Guruvar aur Shanivar.
In Bengaluru, 6 centers have been identified which fall under the BBMP, which is the Bangalore Bruhat Mahanagar Palike. At least 100 people have been identified and are expected to get vaccinated at this hospital on the 16th of January as part of the final COVID-19 vaccine drive.
In our hospital, we are identified and uploaded into the recent portal, 200 members. So on the first day, 100 members will be given. So second day will be 100 members will be given.
About 93,000 doses of the vaccine has been allocated for Kolkata, of which a large part is being distributed. It has arrived with about 72,000 doses here from the Bagh Bazar Medical Store, which is where all the vaccines meant for Bengal were kept. 93,000 allotted to Kolkata, 73,000 here, and the rest have been distributed to other hospitals as well.
The vaccines are being kept under armed guard, like here in Thiruvananthapuram, where there are 11 centers.
1.34 lakh vaccine doses was what arrived in Thiruvananthapuram late yesterday evening, and from there today onwards this is being dispatched from this center. Similarly, doses have arrived at Kochi regional vaccine store, as well as from there it has moved to Kozhikode regional vaccine store, and from there it will be distributed to different districts.
An NDTV Bureau report.
All right, so how this rollout is going to happen all over the country, what are the arrangements that have been made, and what should we be mindful of? We have Dr. S.K. Sareen now with us, Director ILBS and Chairman of the Delhi Government's Panel on COVID-19. Thank you very much, Dr. Sareen. We also have Dr. Hemant Deshmukh, the Dean of the KEM Hospital. Thank you very much, Dr. Deshmukh. And we also have Mr. Vishwas Kailash Sarang, Medical Education Minister of the Madhya Pradesh Government. Thank you very much, Mr. Sarang, for joining us. Let's begin with you, Mr. Sarang, because you're the political representative also representing the state of Madhya Pradesh. Aapke Rajya mein, Sarang ji, aapke Rajya mein kya vyavastha rahegi? उसको आपने किस तरीके से ठीक किया है? ड्राई रन हो गए हैं, उसके बारे में आप हमारे दर्शकों को बताएं।
संकेत जी, हमारे मध्य प्रदेश में हमारे मुख्यमंत्री शिवराज सिंह चौहान जी के निर्देश पर
हमने सभी तैयारियां पूरी की हैं। इस जो मैं मोदी जी को बहुत बधाई दूंगा कि क्योंकि मैं ये मानता हूं कि जितना चुनौतीपूर्ण वैक्सीन बनाना था उससे ज्यादा चुनौतीपूर्ण वैक्सीनेशन करना है, वैक्सीन लगाना है। और जो जो हमें केंद्र सरकार के दिशा निर्देश थे हमने पूरा पालन किया। फर्स्ट फेज में जिस प्रकार के हमारे हेल्थ वर्कर्स को जो वैक्सीन लगनी है उसकी लिस्ट हमने पूरी तैयार की। हमारा ड्राई रन एकदम सक्सेसफुल हुआ है। हमने कोल्ड चेन पूरी तरह से डेवलप कर ली है। कोल्ड चेन के दोनों पक्ष जो हैं, चाहे ट्रांसपोर्टेशन की बात हो चाहे स्टोरेज की बात हो, हमारी कोल्ड चेन एकदम परफेक्टली काम कर रही है। हमें वैक्सीन मिल गए हैं। हमने वैक्सीन को नीचे तक जो हमारे वैक्सीनेशन सेंटर है वहां तक पहुंचा दिया है। हर वैक्सीनेशन सेंटर पर 5 हमारे वैक्सीनेटर ऑफिसर रहेंगे। आइडेंटिफिकेशन से लेकर और लगाने तक हमारी पूरी तैयारी है। उसके साथ AEFI को लेकर भी हमारी सरकार ने पूरी तैयारी की हुई है। भगवान ना करे यदि ऐसी कोई स्थिति होती है तो उस चुनौती को भी हम पूरी तरह से स्वीकार करेंगे। फर्स्ट फेज में हमारे यहाँ लगभग 4.5 लाख लोगों को वैक्सीन लगना है और उसकी हमारी पूरी तैयारी है। कहीं कोई गफलत की स्थिति
दो तीन चीजें हैं सारंग जी मैं आपसे पूछना चाहता हूँ। एक तो ये एक सवाल बहुत लोगों के मन में आ रहा है जो फ्रंटलाइन वर्कर्स भी हैं कि किसको कौन सी वैक्सीन लगेगी, क्योंकि देखिए 2 वैक्सीन हैं। अब किस वर्कर को कौन सी वैक्सीन लगेगी, क्योंकि एक तो अपनी ट्रायल स्टेज में है अभी।
देखिए हमें तो कोविशील्ड मिल गई है और मैं आपको आपके माध्यम से दर्शकों में वैसे कोई कन्फ्यूजन है नहीं, पर मैं ये बताना चाहता हूँ माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी की जो वीडियो कॉन्फ्रेंसिंग थी उसमें जो हमारे साइंटिस्ट थे उन्होंने पूरा क्लेरिफाई किया है कि दोनों वैक्सीन एकदम सुरक्षित हैं, एकदम सेफ हैं। देर इज नो इशू, कोई कन्फ्यूजन नहीं है। जिसको जो वैक्सीन लगाई जाएगी वो एंटीबॉडी डेवलप करेगी और उससे हम कोरोना का बचाव करेंगे। मुझे लगता है कि इस तरह का कोई कन्फ्यूजन क्रिएट नहीं होना चाहिए। यह प्रधानमंत्री जी की तरफ से भी अनुरोध किया गया है और उस दिन की जो वीसी थी उसमें देश के सभी मुख्यमंत्री भी थे जो अलग अलग विचारधारा के हैं, अलग अलग पार्टीज के हैं। उन्होंने भी एक स्वर में ये बात कही है कि जब हमारे वैज्ञानिक ये बात बोल रहे हैं कि ये वैक्सीन एकदम सुरक्षित है तो हमें उनकी बात मानना चाहिए। और यदि हम इस तरह का कन्फ्यूजन क्रिएट कर रहे हैं तो ये हम हिंदुस्तान के सोसाइटी के लिए अच्छा नहीं कर रहे और वैज्ञानिकों की जो मेहनत है उस पर प्रश्न चिन्ह लगा रहे हैं। ये वैक्सीनेशन का प्रोग्राम हम सबको एकदम पॉजिटिव मोड में लेना चाहिए और ये कोशिश करनी चाहिए कि हम सब मिलकर इस कोरोना को हराएं।
नो, वो आपकी बात सही है सारंग जी। ये ऑफ कोर्स दिस इनोक्युलेशन ड्राइव हैज टू बी डन विद पॉजिटिविटी एंड बिकॉज वी हैव गॉट टू गेट अ कंट्री आउट ऑफ अ COVID-19 पैंडेमिक। बट देर आर सर्टन वैलिड क्वेश्चंस दैट आर बीइंग रेज्ड बाय साइंटिस्ट्स। So yes, you are right, Dr. Sarin. Would you like to respond? See, there are scientists and there are doctors who have now come out very openly in support of these vaccines. Similarly, there are scientists and doctors who question the efficacy and the rationale behind one of the vaccines getting an okay. And I guess it should be fair for both to present their side of the arguments.
You're right that these are questions which have been raised, and it would have been a bit better if we had the Indian vaccine by the Bharat Biotech. We could have waited a few more days. People would have been more comfortable having the results out and published and widely accepted. However, since the vaccine has been approved by the regulator, the responsibility squarely lies on the expert committees, regulators, and of course, the whole country is very thankful for them for having access to that data which others do not have. Okay. And they have gone through and they have approved on by the regulators that this is a safe vaccine. So I think that question can be answered only in the near future. The vaccine with Bharat Biotech is a very reputed company, sure, but it is still being released in the trial mode. And therefore, it is genuine that people can ask these questions. Which vaccine will I get? Will I get the trial mode vaccine or will I get the vaccine AstraZeneca, which has been approved and is largely being used? One thing I can say from a clinical as well as from an epidemiological point of view, whichever vaccine you give, the same dose and the same vaccine should be repeated again. I think in the first few days, we will have hiccups, people will have worries, but once you have seen, I have seen the phase 1 data of Bharat Biotech, which has been published, and it looks very effective. Immunogenicity, the reactivity, and the side effects are all as compared to any global standard. But yes, if we had third phase data available, published by a very reputed journal, these questions would never have come.
I agree. I don't want to make this about one vaccine and against the other. But Dr. Deshmukh, see, the point is, this has been said by a lot of people supporting the vaccine also, that this is not the time. While, yes, one understands that you have to complete the processes and systems before a vaccine rolls out, these are extraordinary circumstances. Countries the world over are expediting the process of clearing vaccines. And that is why one should treat this as an out-of-the-box solution and not an ordinary solution.
Right, Sanket. What I have been trying to tell all over again is vaccination in a pandemic is going to be an exit strategy from the disease itself. So this exit strategy involves a lot of vaccinations which will get emergency approvals in the due course of the pandemic. And whichever vaccine is recommended, I think that is very effective against coronavirus. And whether it is Covishield or whether it is Covaxin, whatever vaccine we get in India, almost all the healthcare workers, the frontline workers and the general population should be putting their arms ahead and saying that, give me this jab, I want an exit strategy from the pandemic. I want to get back to normal work and I want to develop antibodies against this coronavirus. So this is going to be a initial phase where the onlookers would be there. There would be hesitance to the vaccinations. And once they try and see the data from the healthcare workers, I think the general population itself will become quite bold and they will come forward for the vaccination, irrespective of which vaccine they get in India.
जी, मैं एक सवाल सारंग साहब आपसे जाते जाते ये पूछना चाहता हूँ. देखिए, ये भी बहुत सारे लोगों के मन में आ रहा है कि अभी वैक्सीन का ट्रायल स्टेज ही है और अगर इतने समय तक बचा लिया तो आगे भी बचा लेंगे. क्या हो कि अगर कोई हेल्थ वर्कर ये बोले कि मुझे अभी वैक्सीन नहीं लगानी? वैक्सीन लगाना मैंडेटरी है हेल्थ केयर वर्कर्स के लिए आपके राज्य में या ऑप्शनल?
नहीं, ऑप्शनल है, इट इज नॉट मैंडेटरी. यदि कोई नहीं लगाना चाहेगा तो नहीं लगाएगा. पर देखिए, ऐसी कहीं से कोई ना ऐसी बात आई है ना ऐसी ध्वनि आई है. सभी बहुत खुश हैं, बहुत प्रसन्न हैं कि मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में इस देश के वैज्ञानिकों ने एक बड़ा काम किया है. और संकेत जी, मैं आपको, आपके चैनल, आपके प्रोग्राम के माध्यम से सबको ये निवेदन करना चाहता हूं कि हम सबको आगे आकर वैक्सीन लगानी चाहिए. ये सेफ है, देयर इज नो इश्यू, देयर इज नो कंफ्यूजन. हमें पूरे सकारात्मकता के साथ, एकदम पॉजिटिविटी के साथ हमें वैक्सीन लगाना चाहिए.
तो और नई कॉलर ट्यून भी आ रही है,
जितने लोग मिले हैं वो बहुत प्रसन्न है.
सरकार एक नई कॉलर ट्यून भी ला रही है जिसमें वैक्सीन, अब तक तो आपने कोविड 19 की कॉलर ट्यून सुनी, अब कल से एक कॉलर ट्यून आ रही है ऑन वैक्सीनेशन. डू यू थिंक दैट द करेक्ट इन्फॉर्मेशन अमंग द पीपल, ये सबसे बड़ी चुनौती होगी और ये जंग जीतनी जरूरी है?
नहीं, देखिए, ये तो एनडीटीवी और बाकी चैनल्स अच्छी इन्फॉर्मेशन दे ही रहे. हम देख रहे हैं पिछले एक हफ्ते से सभी न्यूज चैनल्स हो या बाकी जो भी प्लेटफॉर्म्स हैं, उसमें सब में वैक्सीन को लेकर अच्छी बातें आ रही हैं. तो निश्चित रूप से अवेयरनेस है. और जिस प्रकार से सेगमेंट वाइज बांटा है, क्योंकि हेल्थ केयर वर्कर जो हैं उनको मालूम है कोरोना क्या है और वैक्सीन क्या है, तो वो तो सब जो पहले फेज में जिनको लगनी है उनको तो सब कुछ मालूम है. जो दूसरे फेज वाले हैं उनका भी जन जागरण हो रहा है. तो मुझे नहीं लगता है कि ऐसा कंफ्यूजन है. और आप देखिएगा, सब अच्छा होगा. दोनों वैक्सीन बहुत सेफ हैं. हाँ. और ये निश्चित रूप से हम सबको एक नया भारत बनाने की ओर लेके जाएंगी.
ठीक है, लेट्स होप दैट हैपेंस एंड इंडिया प्रिपेयर्स फॉर दिस मैसिव एक्सरसाइज. दिस इज गोइंग टू बी अ वन ऑफ अ काइंड एक्सपीरियंस फॉर द कंट्री. एंड ऑफकोर्स गिवन आर केपेबिलिटी ऑफ मैन्युफैक्चरिंग एंड आर केपेबिलिटी जनरली ऑफ डीलिंग विद वैक्सीनेशन विच इज ऑफ वर्ल्ड रिप्यूट, let's hope this also goes well smoothly. Thank you very much, Dr. Sareen, Dr. Deshmukh, as well as Vishwas Sarangji. Aapka bahut bahut dhanyawad. इस डिस्कशन में भाग लेने के लिए. आई नाउ हैव विद मी द हेल्थ मिनिस्टर ऑफ छत्तीसगढ़, मिस्टर टी एस सिंह देव. मिस्टर देव, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग अस राइट हियर. वुड यू लाइक टू टेल अस अबाउट द प्रेपरेशन इन योर स्टेट फॉर द इनोक्यूलेशन ड्राइव?
Having received 32,300 vials, each vial having 10 doses, that is, we have vaccinations for 3,23,000 persons. Our registered frontline health workers are about 2,70,000. So we have enough vaccine doses for the first round of health workers. We have made arrangements for the vaccines to be lifted from our regional center store at Raipur. And the vehicles have taken them to the district headquarters where they will be stored in cold chain facilities, and they would be transported to the centers where vaccination would be taking place. 99 vaccination centers have been identified, 6 in the state medical colleges, 1 in the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Raipur, and 92 more in districts. Some districts having one center, that is one district only which has one center. Otherwise, 2, 3, 5, this is the number of centers per district. So 99 in all. 100 vaccinations per day per center is the norm we have fixed so far. So 9,900, say 10,000 people would be vaccinated. That is our target for day one.
Mr. Deo, let me ask you another question. See, the point is, this is phase one in which, of course, the healthcare workers are going to be priority, but eventually there will be a phase two and three. Do you think, and one of the phases include vaccinating people with comorbidities, do you think that spotting and identifying people with comorbidities is going to prove to be a challenge, especially in a state with a large rural population like yours?
Comorbidity would be the next stage.
Yeah.
Because 50 plus, they are not asking for comorbid symptoms. 50 plus is everybody. And comorbid people would be below 50, where the national target has been fixed at 1 crore vaccinations. For those below 50 with comorbidities, obviously it will have to be a medical checkup, whether they are hypertensive, whether they are diabetic, whether they have other symptoms which would be treated as comorbid, including heart conditions, etc. So there would be medical histories. It may take procedural time, but it can be done.
Mr. Dev, now I'm going to ask you an important question. See, of course, for the first phase, the vaccination process is free. But then going on, what's your assessment on the possible cost for the vaccine for the people?
It must be borne by the government of India, frankly, politics apart, because being a national pandemic, international pandemic, this is the time where the state governments would be heavily burdened. Their exchequers, as it is, are tested due to the virus and the collections, tax collections, etc. If you see Chhattisgarh having a population of 3 crore, if it is to vaccinate every citizen, 3 crore citizens, at 300 rupees, it is 900 crores for one dose, 1800 crores for the two doses of a 300 rupee vaccine. Similarly, if it's a 200 rupee vaccine, it is 1200 crores. So 1200 crores taken away from the developmental budget of the state will further impact the economy of the state. It is not advisable for the general economic condition of the state or the country to get this money out of circulation from routine activities and invest it in the vaccine. Sure. This is a time where the center must come in and arrange payments.
Mr. Deo, you're saying the center must come in, but do you think a proper coordination between the center and the state is required on an issue as crucial as this? I mean, the Prime Minister spoke to the chief ministers earlier on the inoculation drive, and I believe he'll be speaking again. Would your state government want to highlight this point?
The Prime Minister has indicated that he would be again getting in touch with the chief ministers of all the states, with whoever ministers are indicated to be present. When 60 to 70% of the vaccination of phase 1 has been done. So we are waiting for that time. Nothing has been indicated as to how the costing would be borne, who would be bearing the cost. What has been indicated is that 30 crore people are to be vaccinated, which is 60 crore doses would have been arranged by them. And it is a process which will not take less than 6 months. So we are gearing up for that. It is the cost aspect only which needs to be looked into.
Correct. A crucial aspect that. But thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Deo, right here on NDTV. Thank you. All right, let's move on now to story number two right here on Left, Right and Center. Down south in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu, there is Pongal politics. It's a festival of Pongal today. And Rahul Gandhi was in the state. He was seen celebrating participating in the Jallikattu festival. He said a lot of things about Tamil culture and how that must be respected. And not far behind was the BJP chief, JP Nadda, who was also in Chennai, again reminding people of the Tamil culture and how they will protect it. And they are the custodians, political custodians rather. But both of them, both these national political parties are attempting this in a state which has been ruled by regional satraps for over four decades. I mean, the last stint that the Congress had was over four decades ago. And the BJP is yet to open its account in the state. Open its account as in to form a state government. So what exactly are the prospects for these national parties as they gear up for the big assembly election?
Congress leader Rahul Gandhi at Madurai to watch Jallikattu, a bull training sport, and BJP chief JP Nadda in Chennai for Pongal celebrations. Both national leaders on a political pilgrimage during the Aavas festival to Tamil Nadu ahead of elections due in May. The state BJP in Tamil Nadu has called out Rahul Gandhi's attempt to reach out to Tamils, pointing out that it was UPA's Environment Minister Jairam Ramesh who banned Jallikattu, calling it barbaric, and that it was the BJP government that revoked it later. However, critics point out that BJP's Meneka Gandhi was even more a vociferous critic of Jallikattu, and that it was the massive protest on the marina that got Jallikattu back. Rahul Gandhi, however, dismissed allegations of animal cruelty and spoke of how lovely it was to experience Tamil culture. Two motorbikes were gifted on his behalf to winners.
The Jallikattu is being organized in a systematic and safe way.
The government is not just neglecting them. The government is conspiring to destroy them.
The Congress leader, eating from the traditional banana leaf, sitting along with the local women, also presumably meant as political messaging of appreciating Tamil culture. In Chennai, BJP chief Nadda took part in Nambavur Pongal, or Pongal celebrations in our village, in a state that had rejected the AIADMK BJP alliance in the 2019 Lok Sabha polls. Also in the city, the chief of RSS, the ideological backbone of the Saffron Party.
Mainstreaming, bringing them in the front of the development, has been the basic ethos on which Prime Minister Modi ji is working. I also participated in making of the, what do you call that, khichdi? Pongal.
The visit by both leaders is also seen as an attempt to reach out to the farming community at a time when the farmers' agitation in Delhi has embarrassed the central government in a state that has tended to look at national parties as political outsiders. In Chennai with Suresh, Sam Daniel, Find the TV.
So this presentation by Sam Daniel used a very interesting phrase to define this trip by Mr. JP Nadda and Rahul Gandhi. Political pilgrimage to Tamil Nadu. Is this done with the intention of sharing their sentiments with the Tamil people, or with the fact that in just a few months from now, you've got an election due and both these political parties have not traditionally done well for over many, many decades? Let me now introduce Mr. Manikam Tagore, Lok Sabha MP and Chief Whip of the Congress Party. And we also have Mr. S.G. Surya, spokesperson of BJP Tamil Nadu. Thank you very much to the two of you for joining us. Mr. Tagore, let's begin with you first. Rahul Gandhi wearing a veshti, Rahul Gandhi talking about Tamil culture. And the irony is not lost that it was the very same Congress Party's Jairam Ramesh who opposed this festival. How are you going to convince the people that you stand with the people of Tamil Nadu?
Good evening and happy Pongal to you all.
Same to you, sir.
One thing is that Mr. Rahul Gandhi ji was not wearing a dhoti, he was in a t-shirt and a jean there. And second, it was an occasion for Jallikattu as well as Pongal in Madurai, because in Madurai, in our area, in Madurai and in Avanyapuram and Alangana Loram Palamedu, the three Jallikattu are world famous Jallikattu. Mm. And Mr. Gandhi has been invited by the organizing committee of the Jallikattu. And yeah, he has accepted their invitation and he is the first national leader to take part in it. And we are all happy to see that in the ground, yes, today also. And he was warmly welcomed by everybody. And he was happy to see how the Jallikattu happens and what are the allegations in far away from the ground in Jallikattu in Delhi and Bombay. The allegations about Jallikattu have been made. About the factor about the UPA government's Jallikattu, it is governmental decisions are different, and 2014, till 2014, Jallikattu has happened. There is nobody was stopping Jallikattu. After 2014, the ban for Jallikattu came. Therefore, it is not to blame that Congress party has a different view of Jallikattu. It is the till 2014, there was no Jallikattu was happening every year. Jallikattu ban came in 2015.
Okay. SG Surya, would you like to respond?
Capacity of those
obviously
who are ruling
the facts are...
Yeah. Mr. Tagore, one moment. Let's listen into the BJP as well. Yes, Mr. Surya. And my apologies. Yes, Mr. Tagore is right. The veshti was worn by the BJP chief and not Rahul Gandhi. Rahul Gandhi was wearing a t-shirt and jeans, right? So I stand corrected. Yes, Mr. Surya.
See, the problem with Jallikattu started in the year 2006 with the Madurai branch of the Madras High Court seeking a ban for it. Thereafter, in 2009, the then Tamil Nadu government headed by Mr. Karunanithi passed state legislation to allow Jallikattu. The main problem happened only in the year 2011, on July 11th, when Jairam Ramesh's ministry, included bulls into the banned performing animals list. If Mr. Tagore says till 2014 the Jallikattu was conducted without interruption, the very Supreme Court ban on Jallikattu was argued by the same government with the same Jairam Ramesh and other people who were deadly against Jallikattu. So they cannot say that their inclusion of bulls into the banned performing animals list is something to be ignored. That is the root cause for the ban for the Jallikattu for the last so many years. And only one more point to finish with. Even today, when sure, Rahul Gandhiji was participating in the Jallikattu program,
let's quickly broad base this discussion. We've got Mr. T.K. Selangovan, senior leader of the DMK, also with us, and Mr. V.A. Pugayandi, spokesperson of the AIA DMK. Let's quickly put them also on screen in just a short moment. But Mr. Ilangovan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, Mr. Ilangovan, see, the point is that right now you've got political parties, you've got the Congress and the BJP, both are positioning themselves as parties who stand for Tamilians. They root for the local culture, local tradition, Tamil culture, Tamil tradition. And I'm sure this is not lost on anyone, even the Tamil people, that this sense of attachment towards Tamilians is happening very close to the assembly elections. And both these political parties, I mean, their record in Tamil Nadu politics is not something to write home about. How do you look at these overtures by the national parties?
See, we had some great leaders in Congress party like Kamaraj, who was for the Tamils. The national parties normally have an All India agenda, whereas the regional parties are more concentrated on the state rights. So we had some good leaders like Kamaraj who was supporting the state causes. The First Amendment to the Constitution was also made possible because of Mr. Kamaraj giving reservation to the OBCs. So, any law passed by the central government, if it is objected to by the state, speak to girl to center. Government should understand that. The one thing is that until 2011, there was no stoppage of Jallikattu in the state when we were ruling. Maybe the law was brought by the Congress, but until 2014, when BJP came into power, they stopped Jallikattu quoting the law. But earlier, it was happening. Every year, it was happening. Mm. So, even though the earlier government had passed a bill to that effect, there was no stoppage of Jallikattu in the state.
Okay. No, I get your point, Mr. Elangovan. But again, quickly coming back to Mr. Surya. See, the point is, everybody realizes what is happening. So, there is a lot of discourse from national leaders, from the BJP, from the Congress party. If we talk about your political party, you think people don't notice that the Prime Minister, and so it's a good positive gesture. He quotes Saint Thiruvalluvar, the famous Tamil poet, at the drop of a hat, at every big national or international occasion, he quotes Thiruvalluvar, right? Today, even the BJP chief quoted Thiruvalluvar. Obviously, this is with the intention of reaching out to the Tamil people. My biggest question, is it going to work? Because one party with whom you want to enter into an alliance with, or you have entered into an alliance with, the AIADMK, says that they do not want to share office with you.
No, see, the talking about the intent, I think Mr. Narendra Modi is the only Prime Minister who has repeatedly said that Tamil is the oldest language in the world. There is no other Prime Minister in this country who has said that. Have the opposition parties ever appreciated this fact? No other Prime Minister. So, giving importance to Tamil language and Tamil Nadu is a continuous process. It is not born today. Even in 2016 state election
campaign. Is it going to help you electorally?
See, electorally helping or not helping is different, Sankit. Even today, if you see, listen to the speeches of J.P. Nadda ji on both the occasions. There has been no politicking, only talking about Tamil culture, Pongal and the achievements of the Modi government. But whereas look at Mr. Rahul Gandhi ji's speech, he talks nothing about Pongal. He just complains about the central government. So this is where I think the intent
okay,
of the...
Okay, sure. So let me quickly give Mr. Manikam a right to reply. Would you like to respond?
SG Surya says
that while the BJP is talking about Tamil culture, Rahul Gandhi went there and spoke about farm laws.
Yeah, two things I wanted to reply. That is, one thing is he told that nobody other than Mr. Modi spoke about for Tamils as prime ministers. Did he say that Vajpayee also was not caring about Tamils? He has to be little fair to the former prime ministers. Everybody respected Tamils and everybody has given the place of Tamil Nadu in the development of the country itself. It is not that 2014 India is born and everything is wonders. Therefore, let us not, that world, let us come out of that world. One. Second, about particularly about the speeches and others, what you are mentioning is, Mr. Rahul Gandhi has been very clear. He has told that the Tamil its identity and its history cannot be neglected. The one language, one color, one religion, one food, all this kind of oneness which the RSS, BJP wants to push on India.
No, but I just want to know where exactly has it been said in any speech that the BJP wants one language all over the country? Are you alleging that they want to impose Hindi? In Tamil Nadu?
They want, you had seen any other prime minister other than Mr. Modi coming to Chennai and Madurai and speaking in Hindi? Nobody. I have not seen any prime minister in India who comes to Delhi and Madurai and Chennai, Madurai and Coimbatore to speak in Hindi.
Okay, okay. I'll have to get a right to reply from Mr. Surya, but before I do that...
Mr. Modi knows English. Okay. It's not that he don't know English.
Sure. Mr. Pugayandi of the AIADMK is also with us. Mr. V.A. Pugayandi, I want to ask you, see, what is going to happen as far as an alliance is concerned? Obviously, the national parties may do a lot of positioning, but that's not going to help them sail through in a state like Tamil Nadu. They don't have the base. It's the regional parties who are powerful. Like Mr. Elangovan is the master in Tamil Nadu, and so are you for your party. And both these national parties have to pillion ride. When your party says that you do not want to share office with BJP, why do you say that? What is the fear?
But one thing I'm happy because always we try to learn that the Hindi. Now whoever comes from Delhi, the leaders, whichever the party, national party, they need the translator. But nowadays I am seeing here, they try to speak Tamil. I am happy to mention it is very important now. Another thing, the past 53 years, continuously we are ruling. Dravidian ideology is ruling in Tamil Nadu. This national party have no chance to entry here. This is the thing. The support of the party ADMK and DMK, they try to get some seats, try to win. That's all. That is the position what you told is very correct. This is the thing going on. The language issue, that is a traditional game, this Jallikattu. Our government tried maximum. We did wonderful job. Because of the government, today Jallikattu is going on. But another thing, 1965, very big war, are you believe or not?
Okay.
Very big demonstration against the language issue. That self-immolation. So that Lord youth here.
So it's very clear if you listen to Mr. Pugayandi and anyone else, you have to respect local culture, Tamil culture. And if you don't do that, then you will not get political dividends. But this late entry into respecting Tamil sentiments, is that going to click with the people? We will have many an opportunity to discuss Tamil Nadu in greater detail as we go along, as the state is poll-bound. Thank you very much to all you gentlemen.